Mr. O'Brien, 2383, the fourth line.
Mr. President.
Needless to tell you, I'm most anxious for you to continue just like you have been, because I need you a lot more than he did.
Mr. President. Ken is here with me. Do you have any media problem?
No. I just wanted you to know that how strongly I felt about you and Ken and all the rest of the staff, and I had talked to some of them individually, but I hadn't had a chance to run into you, and I think you know the confidence I have and the admiration I have for you.
I know that, Mr. President.
I don't expect you to love me as much as you did him, but I expect you will after we've been around a while.
Right, Mr. President.
I just wanted to tell you, I want to congratulate you too on that month vote up there. I think it would be a terrible thing to Kennedy's memory to have this wheat sale thing repudiated, and I hope that they got the votes in the Senate and they don't take it up until they do have them to beat it. Do you know anything about it?
No, I'll check that though.
The committee voted it yesterday.
I know it.
But apparently the leadership agreed to bring it back. Let the Senate vote on it.
There was an agreement that it would be reported out on the 25th, and that they would bring it to the floor of the Senate.
Well, they voted 87 today.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, what's important is that we check those votes pretty carefully. Somebody, I don't want to be in the position of personally doing it or having some underling on my staff do it. I'd rather somebody in your office check.
Right.
I did tell Mansfield that I thought it would be terrible to Kennedy's memory and a hell of a way to launch a new administration.
Well, I agree.
So I want somebody to give it a little attention and let me know tonight or in the morning if there's anything that I need to know about it if it's not well taken care of.
Very good.
And then you let me know any suggestions you have, because we're in this thing up to our ears.
All right, Mr. President.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you.